We're joined right now by the driver of the number 19 for Joe Gibbs Racing. He is the 2017 Cup Series champ, two-time Xfinity Series champ, winner of the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 on Sunday. He leads the Cup Series with two wins this season, 29 career wins overall, the 36th driver to win in all three of NASCAR's top touring series. The next Cup race is the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Martin Truex Jr. is my guest. Martin, good to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, Jim. How's it going?
Good, good. It's good to visit with you. So let me start right here. On the surface, Martin, it seems like it's just another race in Martinsville and another win for you, but it seems like maybe this one was a little bit different than the ones that came before it, because in the previous wins, correct me if I'm wrong, you led more than 100 laps. This time around, you didn't lead until the 455th lap. So how did the car feel in the early part of the race on Sunday?
Yeah, for sure. It was a little different way to get to victory lane at Martinsville. You know, like you said, we in the past races that we've won there, we led a whole bunch of the race and really had a dominant car. And this time was, you know, we ran third, fourth, fifth, sixth, somewhere in there most of the day, and just continued to battle and work hard on the car, and, you know, just kept our heads up and kept digging hard and fought till the end. And we found ourselves battling for the lead with, 25 to go or something. So pretty cool when they work out that way, and you can kind of surprise them.
Martin Truex Jr. joining us, no doubt, right? Like your crew chief, James Small, he called it a, quote, bleep show. Is that how it felt to you? And if so, how did you work your way through that?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think a lot of races kind of go this way. They, you know, there's not a whole lot of times that you get your car just perfect and everything's going the way you want it to, and you know, I mean, most of these Cup races, man, they're just a battle behind the wheel, and you know, it's pretty tough to get the cars doing exactly what you want these days, especially without practice. So, you know, just fighting, you know, digging as hard as you can all day long, and driving the hard car as hard as you can, but at the same time, being patient, you know, and not forcing issues and getting yourself in trouble and tearing up your equipment. So, driving the car hard, but at the same time taking care of it and just continuing to work with your crew chief on making adjustments on pit stops.
You know, Martin, it seems to me it's got to be so rewarding that when you don't have a dominant car on that day, the team could still find a way to grind out a win. But you've also talked about the fact that you're going to race hard and you're going to race clean. And you've always been known as one of the cleanest drivers around. But at the same time, you do rack up wins. How do you balance that ability to be a clean driver and to win, like to win the right way?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, you know, the way I've always done things and, you know, I've been able to, fortunately been able to make it work, you know, been with some great teams, great equipment. You know, this team this year, I mean, I feel great about them. So, you know, just, you know, I feel like if you race people the right way, they, for the most part, return the favor. And, you know, if you don't do it the right way, then you're going to get, you know, you're going to get it back. So I think in the long run, really, I mean, you know, being a considerate driver and just, you know, I race aggressive, I race hard. But I try not to, at least. And sometimes we all make mistakes, right? But try not to just, you know, make dumb moves and, you know, knock a guy out of the way for third or fourth or fifth or whatever, or early in the race or, you know, things like that. So just try to be respectful. And I feel like for the most part, I get that back in return and it pays off.
Is that kind of unspoken? Is that kind of the way it's done? Do people know and remember? And does it all kind of take care of itself on the track that way?
I think for the most part, Jim, yes. I mean, you know, the guys out there that are, when they're behind you, there's a chance they do something stupid or, you know, they push the issue early in the race or, you see guys, you know, certain guys do things differently. And, you know, pretty much everyone on the racetrack that we race with, you understand their tendencies. You understand, you know, in certain positions what you think they might do ahead of time. And you kind of race accordingly and make decisions accordingly. So I think it definitely comes around. And drivers have good memories. You know, I can remember a lot of things over the years that have happened, and drivers don't tend to forget too easily.
Martin Truex Jr. is joining us. I could absolutely see where that might be the case. Now, that's your third win in your last four starts in Martinsville and your fifth win in your last 11 short track starts. What is it about Martinsville that seems to fit you and your style so well?
You know, I think it's just something we figured out over the years. You know, Martinsville is a very unique racetrack. It looks simple, you know, small little short paperclip, basically, a half-mile track, you know, been around since, you know, the 50s or the 40s or whatever. So very, very old racetrack, and it's really not changed a lot in a long time, but it's very, very technical. And, you know, I think for me, I've worked with the same, you know, core group of guys really since Furniture Row in 2015. And we've just been able to continue to work on similar things. And, you know, our cars are still, you know, built sort of the same. And we're able just to, you know, kind of just fine tune on our setup each time we go. And we've just, you know, for whatever reason, we just hit on something that works for me. And it's been able to work for, you know, for quite a few years now. And we just continue to tweak on that with, you know, the tire changes and you know, the cars change year to year just based on rules and the way they build them and things. So just small tweaks here and there, and it's been able to keep working for us.
Martin Truex Jr. is joining us once again on the program. You know, you broke through in 2018 with that first win on a track shorter than a mile, and now you're stacking these wins. So it's all come together. I say that because this is the first of a run of five tracks that will be part of the playoffs. Obviously, every single race is important, but does it take on an added level of significance when you know you're going through these playoff tracks?
Yeah, I think you approach them a little bit different. You know, I think a few weeks ago, being able to go out to Phoenix and win there was a huge one because, you know, that's where the championship race is going to be held. And we put a lot of effort into trying something new there because we hadn't been good enough to win the past few years. And being able to go out there and win was huge. And I look at the next 5 weeks kind of the same way. You know, it's a time to maybe try some things if there's one or two of those tracks that you're not as good as you need to be, or, you know, you feel like you weren't as good as you need to be last year, or you need to try some things. It's really a good time to, you know, figure out where you stand. So you kind of know where you stand for the playoffs when they start. And, you know, for us, we've got two wins in the bank. We're starting to get some, you know, good playoff bonus points, and, it'd be nice to be able to rack up some more, but we can take some risk. We can go there, maybe try some new things at some of these tracks and really build up our notebook for the playoffs.
Hey, Martin, speaking of trying things, a couple of weeks back, you won the truck race on the dirt at Bristol Motor Speedway. You were entering a truck series race for the first time in a decade and a half. So going into the race, what was your plan and what were you hoping to get out of it?
Well, honestly, it was really the reasoning was, you know, we were going to race the cup cars on dirt, and I don't have a lot of dirt experience. And, you know, I've literally never raced a real race in a dirt car before. So I just wanted to do the truck to get some experience. And, you know, it turned out just to be so much fun. And to be able to win was a real added bonus. So I had a blast doing that. And, you know, obviously a great truck team with KVM, but man, had a lot of fun, and I think surprised a lot of people, including myself, on the dirt.
You know, it sounds like a lot of fun. For those who are not familiar with it, like, how similar is a truck series race to a cup series race, and then how good did that feel to win it?
Well, it felt great to win it. You always want to win every time you get in something, but you know, the truck and the car on a really short track like that, I would say, they're pretty similar. You know, they obviously look a lot different, but the suspension and the way they're built, they're all, you know, pretty similar. And honestly, the truck and the car at Bristol on the dirt both drove pretty much the same. So I think part of that was, you know, the teams I was with and our setups, I would say, were, you know, somewhat similar. But, you know, at a bigger track, they would definitely be a lot different than at a short track.
So let me finally ask you this, Martin, because when I've talked to coaches over the years, you know, people who've had a lot of success, they often talk about how losing is misery and winning is only relief. You've had a lot of success, and from the outside, it seems like you're able to enjoy that success, that it's like, it's actually not just relief, it's an actual source of joy. Is that right? Has it always been that way, or did you kind of develop that perspective?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Jim. I think it's something that, you know, that just kind of changed for me. I went through a long dry spell, and, you know, I think my story in racing is one that, you know, a lot of race fans understand or know about. But, you know, I won my first cup race back in 07, my second season, and then I didn't win again till 2012. And it just, you know, when you go through, you know, rough patches and things like that, it just makes you really appreciate the good times more. And, you know, there was a time there where I lost my ride at MWR, and you know, things weren't looking so good. So, I mean, I just really appreciate the opportunity that I've got and really appreciate the people I work with, and the opportunity to go out and win races is just, it's a dream come true. It's what I've always wanted, you know, growing up as a kid racing go-karts, I dreamed of, you know, being a cup driver someday. And, you know, to win a championship and to be consistently winning races at the top level is just, it's so much fun and it's so rewarding. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work. And, you know, when I win these things, I feel like I treat them like it's my last one, because you never know what's going to happen next.
No doubt. He is the driver of the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing, the 2017 Cup Series champ. Again, the next race is the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway. It's Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Martin, as you mentioned off the top, it had been a little while since you and I came together. It's great to have you back on the show. I always enjoy the conversation, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim. Take
great.
Care.
You too, Martin. Great talking to you. Such a good dude.